Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about getting more done. And so I have a question. What do Richard Branson, Jeff Immelt, the CEO of General Electric, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, have in common? Well, one thing certainly is they're all incredibly successful. They're at the top of their game. But every one of them gets up well before 6 a.m., anywhere between 4:15 and 5:45. And so they're getting up early, and they dedicate their first hour to themselves, mainly around exercise. And so now they approach work from a different perspective. Right? If you work out before you start your day, it changes everything. And we also talked the other day about the idea of just clearing your mind, which is another step in the process. So if the first couple of minutes after you wake up, you spend 10 minutes in silence just to get your mind clear, you take everything that's on your to-do list and you lay it out, and then you go out to, and then you go get a workout in, that's an amazing way to start your day. And then once you finish working out, your day begins. But here's what we know. If you can get up 1 hour earlier each day, it adds 15 days worth of time over the course of the year. So if you're working 15 days more than other people, and assuming you're very focused at what you're doing, you're going to be far more productive than they are. You also put yourself in a position where your day starts earlier than everyone else's. So by the time other people arrive, you're already well into your day. You've hit your stride. You're moving forward. So the question becomes is if you're sleeping beyond 6 a.m., maybe it's time to reevaluate your schedule. Hey, there's a lot you can do in the morning. There's a lot that can be done when you have very few interruptions because other people aren't there. Why not use that time to get yourself more productive? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And what it means is just getting here. Make the commitment to get here a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how you can plan your day in advance. But for today, I just want you to think about how you might be able to get up a little bit earlier each day. You know, if you're sleeping past 6 a.m., maybe it would make sense to start getting yourself up, to get a little bit more productive. You will get more things done. You'll add hours to your day, and you'll get a fresh start long before anybody else gets going. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this information, just visit my website at joel@joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.